That's very nice work from Michelle Lordy. Great to have you here today.
Well, it's great to be here.
We're back on Facebook Live here at WRTI 90.1. And not only do you have a fabulous band that we'll meet in a bit, you have a fabulous new recording.
Thank you.
Break Up With The Sound. And for this new project, maybe the mark of a new direction. Maybe in adding to what you've already done. What was the tune that we just heard?
That last tune is called Double Crossed, and I co-wrote that with Tim Motzer on guitar and electronics over there.
An old friend?
Yes.
Who looks younger every time I see him.
That song is from Break Up With The Sound. Our new album.
So with this project, you know, I know you and Tim go back as far as writing, which is still relatively new for you.
Very new.
But the relationship, the compositional relationship that you have with Tim, I know is special. But if you can maybe talk a little bit about this new project and where you're headed with it and how it manifests.
Sure. Well, first of all, everything is special with Tim. Everything's special with everyone in this band. So we have that going for us. But Break Up With The Sound is a departure for me because it's the first album featuring originals. And for me, I had a whole lifetime of almost made songs from when I was in my teens, even, that I was afraid to get out there. And after almost 2 years ago, had a house fire and lost all my artwork and all my undone music projects, and had to decide at that moment whether or not I was a songwriter. I knew I was a musician and a singer and wanted to be in music, but I'd always really been pretty much too scared to pursue writing. So this album is just kind of jumping forward into that world.
Why not? And no, it's a beautiful record. You know, I think you're going to do my favorite selection off of the record a little later.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. But I love the project. I love where you're headed with it. It's wonderful. If you will, take a second and let everybody in the audience know who else makes up this wonderful band that you have.
Okay, on bass and as musical director, producer, and arranger for the album, Matthew Parrish.
The wonderful
Matthew Tim Motzer on guitar and electronics, and Rudy Royston on drums.
And how did you commandeer his services, Mr. Royston?
You make it sound like maybe I have a little dirt on you.
I don't know. How did you connect his services?
I'm a huge fan of his work, and I knew that he would be able to convey what we're going for here. So
yeah, no, he's a great
grateful
drummer, and it's great to have him here today.
Wonderful.
Again, as I said, a wonderful band. What's the next tune that we're going to hear?
The next song from the album is called Poor Bird.
When we come back after this selection, I want to talk a little bit about the images that are on display and the packaging on the new project.
Great.
And things along those lines. So once again, this is Michelle Lordy right here on WRTI 90.1 Facebook Live.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you. one you cling to, Paul Bird. The one you sing to, break up with the sound. The one that brought you down has gone away. Paul Bird, I cannot use you, Paul Bird. So I must choose to break up with the sound. The one that brought you down has gone away. Siren sigh with another lie. Your face, it shows the years and strains of all those long goodbyes. Brought you down has gone away. I cannot use you, Paul Bird. So I must choose to break up with the sound. The one that brought you down has gone away. Don't confuse the siren sigh with the purple sky. Your face, it shows the years and strength. You down has gone away. Don't confuse the siren sigh with the purple sky. Your face, it shows the years and strains of all those long goodbyes.
Once again, amazing work. Michelle Lordy's hanging out with us in the performance studio at WRTI 90.1. And let everybody know what they just heard once again.
That song is called Poor Bird, and that's from our new album, Break Up With The Sound.
Wonderful, wonderful work. And again, with an incredible band. We have these images on the wall being projected onto the wall. And you wanted to bring that component into the performance today. If you can maybe give us a little perspective on why you wanted to introduce that.
Oh, sure. Everything you see has been created, but actually it was all created around the recording of Break Up With The Sound. And it's another thing that is sort of a new thing for me. I did study art many, many years ago and kind of put it down. And, you know, music is like love. Like, one, it kind of gets into everything. And this music really inspired me to create visual art again. In fact, a lot of these images were, while we were in the studio, I needed to keep my hands busy, so I stayed out of trouble. And Matt actually gave me his iPad, and I started scribbling.
So in real time,
doodling,
to the music.
And later on, he showed me and said, you've got to do something with this.
Nice. So it's all Matt's fault.
It's Matt's fault.
Okay.
It actually is, yeah.
No, that's wonderful. And also the packaging for the CD.
Yeah.
As well. You it carried over. So it's consistent.
The images are definitely connected with the music. Music for me is very visual, and visual things are very musical, so it all works out.
For you, the music, how did you get started? What were the early influences? Who were the folks in your life that brought you to the music, that helped bring the music out of you?
It's a great question, and actually, if you look at the music on Break Up With The Sound, it's a good roadmap of my influences from traditional country music that I grew up with.
Where was that at?
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, but my grandmother lived in Tidewater, Virginia, Portsmouth. And I spent a lot of time down there and a lot of time listening to fuzzy AM stations. But she loved Patsy Cline, and there was a lot of music like Hank Williams and Patsy Cline around. So that's where I fell in love with the way, the storytelling aspect of music. So, like I said, on the album, there's some traditional country. There's even some rock covers. And it's kind of like a blueprint of everywhere I've been and where I'm hoping to go with music. And everybody here in this room, actually, when you say, who are my influences, everybody in the band, I love their music apart from this album. I love Rudy's latest project, everything Tim puts out, Matt's work, so look them up and check it out.
There's the shout out.
Yeah, sure.
For sure. No, and again, rightfully so. They're all phenomenal artists. What's the last tune we're going to hear?
Well, a little birdie asked me to do Red House Blues.
What birdie was that?
That would be the J. Michael birdie.
Okay. Tweet, tweet. That piece spoke to me immediately when I heard the new CD. So I appreciate you sharing that with a broader audience. I've had the opportunity to play it on air, several times.
And I really appreciate it.
It's really a wonderful piece. Is there a background, a history, a story associated with that piece? Do we have enough time?
I don't think we have enough time. But I can say that, once again, it was a song I wrote, but it's definitely a collaboration with the group. It almost didn't make it to the album. And Rudy back there saved it from the scrap heap because he heard what I was trying to get to. It's a song about, the feeling of the song is that moment when you're falling asleep. Maybe next to a child, maybe alone, where you feel like you're floating, you start to dream, and then you get pulled back out. And it's that feeling that I wanted to convey, and Rudy and the rest of the band was able to pull out of that. So.
That's a beautiful thing. So let's hear that.
Great.
Once again, Michelle Lordy here at WRTI's Performance Studio on Facebook Live, and it's great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
carve around the door. A door with children running through to go and play out in the yard. A road that winds around the hill and disappears, and I can see that you have gone and left me here. You've gone and left me all at sea. A thousand lives I'd live or more if sleep would only bring to me a dream again of a red house where roses curve around the door.
Truly amazing. And I think a lot of folks out there know now why that's a song that speaks to me. That's really a beautiful piece. Really appreciate that. Great job by all. I was just thinking as Tim was closing things out in that piece that going back to the Silk City days and the late 80s, early 90s time frame, you know, he's been a cat on the scene forever, it seems like, doing wonderful things. And same thing with Matt. Matt's played for years with my cousin, Butch Reed, and folks like that. And Rudy, you know, again, just that Fort Worth-Denver connection. A wonderful, wonderful band, and you have an incredible project, and congratulations on that. If folks want to keep up with what's going down and things that may be coming up for Michelle Lordy, what do you have for them?
Well, that's great. First of all, I want to thank you, J. Michael, for all of your support and the beautiful music you've played and everywhere. And thanks to WRTI for being so supportive of independent artists.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to keep in touch, I hope you do, send me an email. It's michellelordy@gmail.com. Again, it's Michelle, MICHELLELORDI, @gmail.com. And I'll add you to my mailing list. You can go to michellelordy.com for upcoming performances. And we'll be at South on the 22nd of December.
Now, is that an official CD release party?
Or sure. It's the Philly release party, so get out there.
Yeah, by all means. Shouts go out to our production team in there who helped make it happen today, Paul and Tyler, and Marlene's on this camera right here. And again, thank you for tuning in to WRTI Facebook Live. We're back on Facebook Live.
Thank you.